Welcome to the Pageantry Podcast.
And today's special guest on the Pageantry Podcast for Pageantry Magazine is Miss Universe, Stefania Fernandez. We're so excited to have you here, Stefania. How are you doing today?
Hi, everything is good. And you?
It is a perfect day now that I am speaking with you. Thank you so much for visiting with us. And we're going to talk a little bit about your year, what you've done, what your plans are for the future, memories, etc. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Well, you know, almost a year ago, you were crowned Miss Universe in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And you were the second Miss Universe in a row, back-to-back, to be crowned from Venezuela. How have your countrymen and countrywomen reacted to that?
So the people in my country were so excited and so happy. They called me all the time. They say, oh my God, you did that. This is the first time as Miss Universe crowned the same country. So they were so happy.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think Venezuela is so successful at Miss Universe?
That's because we're working a lot when we won Miss Venezuela. We have English class sometimes. We have oratory class, catwalk class, makeup class, hair class. The people know we have to do that every day when we went to the Miss Universe pageant, because those are like 3 weeks. You have to wake up very early, and then you have to do everything for yourself. So that's why Miss Venezuela always like, oh my God, we have a lot of training in Venezuela for 1 year.
So like Miss Universe, being or becoming Miss Venezuela, it is a full-time job, and they do prepare you.
Yes, this is a full-time job. I won Miss Venezuela, that was every day, no free weekend and nothing. When I won Miss Universe, was like a little bit the same, but, you know, it's not prepared for go to another pageant.
Mm-hmm.
First is working with people with the HIV, travel around the world, meet so many people, go to events. It's a little bit different, but mm-hmm. You never sleep for all this year. Every moment and every week you have something to do. Never you have free, so sometimes I have to say, oh, guy, please, I need 1 day free. And they say, no, you have to be here. Mm-hmm. You have to sign car, all that stuff. But I really enjoy it a lot.
And as Miss Universe, as you just mentioned, you have had the opportunity to travel the world. What are some of the countries that you have visited?
Oh my God, I visited Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Brazil, Indonesia, Africa, Rwanda, and Czech Republic, Russia, so many countries. And I learned a lot about the cultures, about the people,
mm-hmm.
So about the food. I tried so many things, and I really like it. I learned a lot this year.
If you had to look back, what was one country that you visited that was totally different than what you expected before you went?
Oh my God, there was Africa and Rwanda. I was so proud of those people. The people look forward, and the people really love their country. They working very hard to be a very good country. So I was so happy for those people after talking about that.
Has there been a certain memory that you will never forget as your year comes to a conclusion, a person that you met, a place that you visited that you will take with you forever?
The place, my country, Venezuela, when I went for first time at Miss Universe, my homecoming was so big, and the people were so excited and happy, and I feel like, oh my God, this is great, and the people are getting crazy to say, there's Stefania here in our country, that's great. So, you know, for us, for Venezuela, that's really, really big.
Now, you've traveled the globe, traveled the world as Miss Universe, and of course, as Miss Universe, you have certain causes that you promote. Can you talk a little about that?
Yes. When I won Miss Universe, I talking with my organization was Latino Commission and 848. I working with those organizations here in New York. And when I had time, we travel around the world. We went to Dominican Republic. I went to the school and I speak with the young guys and young ladies about how you know about HIV. So we're talking about prevention, how the people have to love themselves. So I went to so many classes to learn about HIV, and I say those organizations, not look at me only like Miss Universe, look at me as Ms. Stefania Fernandez, who want to keep going, who work with those organizations when I finish.
Mm-hmm. And New York, it's a big city. Is it different from home? And how is New York?
It's really great. It's a big city, so many cultures, so many people. I spend really time a little bit here in New York because I'm always traveling and just coming to my house, wash the clothes, and packing again and go another place. But I really like New York. I hope to be a little bit time to enjoy more of the city.
And of course, you earned your title. You captured the crown in the Bahamas. And August 23rd, you're going to be going to Las Vegas at the Mandalay Bay.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. Have you been to Mandalay Bay yet?
Yes, I was in Vegas for Mr. Saipadian and for the Latin Grammy. It's a beautiful place. Everybody enjoying there. So I think that's going to be great. I will be a little bit sad.
And speaking of sad, is there something you're going to miss most once your year comes to an end?
Miss everybody at Miss Universe organization. You know, Miss Universe organization is for me like my family in New York, so I will be so sad, but I have to understand it's just 1 year and I enjoy it this year, so I'm so glad.
And again, it's a year that you'll never forget.
Yes.
And in thinking of what you will never forget, what are you looking most forward to?
So when I finish, I want to go to my home to spend time with my family and with my new niece, Stefania. And I want to rest for 1 or 2 months. And then I want to study communication. That's one I want.
Any acting? Maybe see you on the big screen?
Maybe. We have scholarship, the New York Film Academy. Maybe I take that, but not right now. I have to practice more my English and learn a little bit more. So maybe in 1 year when I finish studying in English, I will be taking.
Okay, and between now and August 23rd, which is coming up in really just a few weeks, you have any major plans scheduled already?
Yes, and this week I have a little bit relaxed. I have English class, go to the gym, and that's it. But maybe I go to India for 2 weeks to working with people living with the HIV.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be in Miami to co-host something in Telemundo,
mm-hmm.
Then I go to Las Vegas.
Excellent. And of course, everybody always wants to know, August 23rd, there'll be a new Miss Universe. What will be your first words of advice to her?
I have to say she has to enjoy that. Just 1 year, sometimes you will be so tired, but you have to think it's just 1 year, and you have the opportunity to meet so many people, and Donald Trump gave you that opportunity. So that amazing year, you will meet so many people and go to so many beautiful places. So she has to enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. And you became Miss Universe at a relatively young age, 19, I believe, correct?
Yes, it's 19 years old.
There are young women all over the world.
Yes.
What would you like to say to them as they pursue their dreams, whether as Miss Universe or as a worldwide celebrity?
To be a celebrity or to be famous is very hard. I working on that when I was 16 years old. I went to my first pageant and then going in another pageant in my country, Venezuela. So it's very, very hard. But I only have to say to the people, if they want something, they have to work for that. Nothing is easy in their life, so they have to work.
Now, I know you haven't spent a lot of time in New York, but have you had any opportunity to spend time with Miss USA, Rima?
Yes, sometimes. We went together to Africa, Rwanda. We spent time together, and we enjoy a lot. But she right now is traveling. She was in Las Vegas. She now is in China. Mm-hmm. So she's a great person. She has a great personality. And she's like my sister, my new sister right now.
Mm-hmm. And of course, she'll be traveling to Las Vegas in search of the Miss Universe crown that you so elegantly captured last year. Stefania, is there anything you would like our readers and our listeners to know about you, what your dreams, goals are before we go today?
I think the Because I'm talking about my life, like, very open, because I like it. So people have to know I would be so sad when I finish, but I'm so glad I was in the Miss Universe organization and represent Donald Trump organization. And so I represent, of course, my country, Venezuela.
And you have done a wonderful job, Anne. Again, we at Pageantry Magazine are so pleased and honored that you had a chance to call in and speak with us today. And we're looking forward to watch you between now and, again, August 23rd. Again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.